We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, esteemed viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, channel 24 on CiatSat, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on El Kha Tengger Cable TV, and channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhal Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Ilkha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hotus, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Chinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, famed Canadian hockey player hosts a showing of an animal welfare film. In science news, Japanese inventors are creating a bionic arm which can lift 90 kilograms. In veg news, Indian celebrities increasingly transition to the meat-free diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December the 12th, is the Independence Day of Kenya, honoring its sovereignty attained in 1963. Lake Tukanu National Parks and Mount Kenya National Park Natural Forest are two United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites in this scenic East African country. The majestic Mount Kenya is Africa's second highest mountain. The Green Belt Movement, a grassroots non-governmental organization, began in Kenya. Founded by Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Wangari Maathai, it has supported women in planting more than 40 million trees across Africa since its creation in 1977. May the nature-loving people of Kenya have a marvelous Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes jolt the South Pacific, Indonesia, and New Zealand. On Wednesday, December 9th, a magnitude 6.4 quake struck deep under the South Pacific, 324 kilometers southeast of Tadin in New Caledonia. The following day, another trembler measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale later shook Indonesia's Maluku province of the Maluku Islands. That afternoon, New Zealanders in Wellington, Lower Hutt, and Kapiti Coast felt a 4.1 magnitude quake that struck 40 kilometers northwest of Otaki on the North Island. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued. We are grateful for everyone's safety in the quake-shaken regions. May we all quickly transition to more caring, compassionate ways to help restore the stability of our shared earthly home.
Olak of Vietnam to receive over $8 billion in development aid. During a recent annual consultative group meeting, international donors pledged a record amount of more than $8 billion for development assistance to OLAC in 2010. Contributions include $1.64 billion from Japan, $2.5 billion from the World Bank, and $1.48 billion from the Asian Development Bank.
Donors lauded the OLAC's or Vietnamese government's recent measures to stabilize its macroeconomic policy. Meanwhile, a United Nations official cautioned that the funds may soon be needed for climate change-related initiatives, as OLAC is one of the most vulnerable to global warming.
Our gratefulness, all donors of the consultative group, for your benevolent aid. Surely such caring actions will help bring wholesome balance for the OLAC Sea's people to flourish in natural harmony and prosperity.
New Prime Minister appointed in Jordan. On Wednesday, Jordan's King Abdullah named former Royal Cabinet Minister Samir Rifai as the nation's new premier. Prime Minister Rifai pledged to make economy a priority, as His Majesty also encouraged continuation of the country's existing reform and modernization process. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister Samir Rifai, on your new appointment. May wisdom and compassion guide your leadership in serving the noblest goals of the Jordanian people.
The Irish Dog Journal interviews Supreme Master Ching Hai. On Wednesday, December 16th, the first relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal will feature an interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai conducted by Ms. Louise Kings. Originally established in the 1970s, the bi-monthly magazine offers canine caregivers as well as dog lovers everywhere information on the most up-to-date products, recipes, activities, and expert interviews.
It also supports the work of organizations that assist homeless and other dogs in need. Asked for this special edition to convey her thoughts and insights about our canine and other animal co-inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai reflected on their inherent nobility and compassion.
Animals are more than just wonderfully intelligent. They are selfless, loving and devoted friends, as well as parents and spouses. There are countless touching stories of how these animals lay down their own lives to rescue others, even those of other species, including humans. We don't even have to be telepathic to know how intelligent, sentient, and living our animal friends are. We just need to take time to find out a little more about them or interact with these beautiful souls for even a short while. And then we would be even more humble and respectful because, frankly, many of them, including the cow, sheep, pigs, dolphins, and chickens, have even more developed, noble, and loving qualities than many of us humans.
This article in the Irish Dog Journal will be available on Wednesday, December 16th at Eason Stores, one of Ireland's largest book and stationery retailers, or online at irishdogjournal.com. For Eason Store locations, please visit www.eason.ie/stores.
We extend our gratitude to the Irish Dog Journal and journalist Ms. Louise Kings for helping to share appreciation about our precious canine companions and other animal friends. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted love and concern for all beings. May we strive toward gentler lifestyles that safeguard the welfare of our co-inhabitants as our understanding expands.
Please tune in for the broadcast of this interview at a later date on Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Soy may have direct benefit for cancer patients. A new study by scientists at Vanderbilt University in the USA, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, has revealed that soy-based foods could boost breast cancer survival rates.
Analyzing data from over 5,000 women in China, the researchers found that women with the highest intake of foods such as tofu, soy milk, and whole soybeans had almost a third less risk of death during the 4-year study period, as well as a 32% lower risk of the cancer recurring.
Many thanks all researchers involved for further revealing the benefits of soy. May women everywhere adopt such healthier plant-based fare for optimal health and vitality.
Mutation has strengthened swine flu's grip on humans. Molecular biologists at the U.S. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences have released the results of a new study in which they found a new mutation on one of the genes of the virus causing the current AH1N1 swine flu pandemic. Unlike previous pandemics, the current swine flu virus appears to suppress human cells' ability to halt a certain flu virus gene from activating. U.S. researchers were shocked at the revelation, with Dr. Jennifer Doudna of University of California, Berkeley, stating, "This is an extremely rare mutation and a rare combination, which suggests that there may be other ways that haven't emerged yet, that these viruses are going to continue to evolve."
Around the world, swine flu has claimed the lives of at least 12,538 people, according to official reports, while in actuality, the death toll and total cases are occurring at far higher rates. Fatalities from swine flu grew to 35 in Egypt and more than doubled in the last week in the Czech Republic, rising from 11 to 27.
Our appreciation, Dr. Doudna and colleagues, for your revealing research on the potentially more lethal structure of the current swine flu. We pray for all experiencing such animal-borne illnesses and that everyone quickly turns to a balanced, compassionate, animal-free diet to avert the suffering of humans and animals alike.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Ukrainian sailors freed. On Thursday, December 10th, the 24 crew members of the vessel Ariana were released after being detained for about 7 months off the coast of Somalia. Ukraine's president, Viktor Yushchenko, stated that national and international agencies worked together in securing the crew's freedom, as he also affirmed their well-being. "We're relieved to know of the crew's freedom and thank all involved in their peaceful release. Wishing the 24 Ukrainians many celebrations of life as they are reunited in the blessings of family and friends."
Save our planet.
Please help the world.
Please help save the world.
At Copenhagen, a focus on the immediate veg solution. As the climate change conference in Denmark gains momentum, European Union delegates have been working to reach agreement on the matter of assistance to developing nations for adapting to current and future onslaughts of global warming.
From prolonged droughts and water scarcity to increased floods and food shortages, disasters have already begun striking the regions with the least infrastructure and resources to cope with them. Organizations like the World Bank have estimated mitigation costs at up to hundreds of billions of US dollars each year. However, one solution being advocated by groups in Copenhagen that would reduce both climate cost mitigation and global warming itself is the organic vegan diet.
With that, let's go to our correspondent in Copenhagen.
With livestock production now known to account for more than 50% of global warming, one of its primary greenhouse gases, methane, leaves the atmosphere in about a decade. Moreover, as a previously published report from the Netherlands has stated, 80% of environmental stabilization cost could be saved if everyone adopts an animal-free diet. Thus, the vegan solution would rapidly lead to a cooler planet, while dramatically lessening both costs and the need for adaptation in all countries. We have been working in Copenhagen to spread awareness of the crucial importance of the vegan diet, handing out tens of thousands of SOS and alternative living flyers, along with other informative materials. The flyers and prominent banners have received a great amount of attention and positive feedback, including from international journalists, radio and television groups, as well as public officials at Copenhagen. In European Union, media coverage of the wide range of activities taking place in and around the conference venue, officials such as European Environment Agency Deputy Director Gordon McInnes showed they were also supportive of the need to address livestock industry impacts on the climate. We asked Deputy Director McInnes for his thoughts on livestock's impact to the environment.
Cattle and other animals, there's a lot of methane produced, which also contributes to global warming. So less meat production, less meat eating will help reduce impact.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Copenhagen, Denmark.
We thank Deputy Director McInnes, European Union delegates, and all participants of this historic summit. Our prayers that the organic vegan diet will be considered a vital part of the climate agreement, and wishing world leaders Godspeed in arriving at the most enlightened planet-saving strategies for all.
In a speech addressing government, magistrates, and judges of Mexico City, Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai called upon their leadership to instate the highly beneficial vegan policy to halt further human suffering and save the planet.
If all tillable land were turned into organic vegetable farmland, not only would people be fully fed, but up to 40% of all the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere could be absorbed. This is in addition to the elimination of over 50% of emissions caused by livestock raising. Therefore, in sum, we eliminate most of the human-made greenhouse gases by simply adopting the animal-free, the vegan organic lifestyle. This also leads to considerable financial saving for world governments. At this most urgent time for the planet, I beseech your honorable graces to please help your country and our world spare lives from the impending global warming calamity. If you don't, there will be too massive a catastrophe, too immense a suffering upon people, families, the children, that our conscience might never be able to bear it. We must become vegan to save our planet.
Save our planet. In Mexico, increasing amounts of electricity are being generated via wind energy, with many wind farms already completed and additional projects on the way.
Save our planet. Australian scientists report a rare sighting of a huge 140 square kilometer iceberg from Antarctica drifting toward Australia, a phenomenon that could become more frequent as global warming raises ocean temperatures.
Save our planet. The Arab League in Cairo, Egypt hosts a conference on ways to protect wildlife and safeguard natural resources from overpopulation and human-made desertification.
Save our planet. While studying the Amazon region in South America, UK scientists discover that aerosols released during rainforest burning and deforestation, mainly driven by livestock production, lead to decreased rainfall and more intense dry seasons.
Warning news. UK scientists say that marijuana intake increases the risk of psychotic illnesses, including schizophrenia, paranoia, and serious depression, with the more concentrated form of the drug called skunk making these conditions 7 times more likely.
Hi, I'm Hippie.
Hello, I'm Bella. Hippie and I both love our nutritious vegetarian diet.
Today we have a tip on travel safety.
It's a good idea to always bring along a small basic healthcare kit wherever you go.
It can contain items such as bandages and sunscreen.
Also, you may want to have rubbing alcohol wipes.
Thank you for watching.
Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather from around the world.
In ecology news, famous Canadian ice hockey player hosts viewing of animal welfare film. Mr. Georges Larac of the Montréal Canadien of the National Hockey League invited 300 individuals to watch the documentary Earthlings at Cinéma Goodsell Theatre in Quebec, Canada. Mr. Larac said seeing Earthlings was pivotal in his decision to become vegan.
I want a lot of people to see this movie because I think that out of 10 people, at least one person will be touched and will want to make a difference like I did.
The director, writer and producer of Earthlings, Mr. Sean Monson, was also at this special event.
All expressions of life are divine. That's why it's called Earthlings. There's no separation between human or animal or nature.
After seeing the movie, some audience members were deeply touched by what they saw.
I do eat meat, although I'm sure I'm not going to anymore. I've given myself a promise.
Mais je pense que si on veut faire un changement, il faut adopter de nouvelles façons de faire.
Mr. Larac worked with Mr. Monson and narrated a French version of Earthlings. We send our sincere appreciation, Mr. Georges Larac and Mr. Sean Monson, for your laudable efforts in raising awareness about the treatment of our gentle animal co-inhabitants. May all of God's special creation be loved and respected through our considerate lifestyle choices.
In science news, Japanese engineers bring bionic arm to life. A team of six scientists at the Kyoto-based ActiveLink Company, which is owned by Panasonic, are creating an exoskeleton arm that will enable human operators to easily lift over 90 kilograms. It is ideally suited for use in areas where vehicles are unable to pass but heavy objects need to be moved. For example, in areas affected by natural hazards. Kudos, ActiveLink Company scientists, on your remarkable ingenuity. May we see more innovations that enhance the lives of all beings on our shared planet. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Indian celebrities adopt the meat-free lifestyle. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. Please stay tuned for more alleviating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, excellent news for a magnificent world. In veg news, Indian celebrities gladly embrace the meat-free diet. The popular newspaper, The Times of India, published an article on the many Indian movie stars who have stopped eating meat and their reasons for doing so. The writer concluded that some, such as actor Vivek Oberoi, made the heroic decision after seeing information which clearly showed the horrendous practices of slaughterhouses. Others, like actress Amrita Rao and actor Rahul Dev, were influenced by a close relative. Ms. Rao said, "I turned a vegetarian because of my aunt, who is very spiritually inclined. I believe that killing an animal to satisfy my basic needs is unnecessary." Mr. Dev stated, "I feel fabulous. My body feels clean after becoming a vegetarian." Congratulations, shining stars of India, for joining the earth-saving veg movement. May we soon see an organic vegan world where our innocent and well-wishing animal friends are treasured and protected.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Please enjoy a good laugh with a joke told in Balinese entitled weight loss.
Sesubane bat awak netun, uling aku dang tiban ane subeliwat, anake lo ento mesuang barang-barang, uli lemari pakaiane ane sube tusing cocok buin. Keponakane ane mare matuh pitung tiban, nepukin anake lo ento nyemak apasang jaler ane gede pesan. Mimi, gitu abet ne. Yang pasti nganggo celana ane gede ne, dugase nu satu sulung dasa telu. Keponakane bingung, tur metakon. Aku delat ne tua bibi jani.
And now for our viewers' heartline from Australia, Miss Lisa Irving and canine companion Rani. The smart and noble German Shepherd received a Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Qinghai for alerting the Irving family of an approaching house fire. When Supreme Master Qinghai noticed that the bed previously gifted to Rani was too small, she promptly arranged for a larger one to be sent.
Hi Supreme Master, this is Lisa and Rani here, two of your biggest fans. We'd just like to say thank you so much for everything that you've done for us. It's really heartwarming to know that there are people out there that do care and that listen to their animals, because I think that that is a big indication that you have a love of animals. She's our little baby girl and always will be. She's a brilliant dog. Just thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We can't thank you enough. Her new big bed that you sent, that's just fantastic. Once she helped me open it up, she knew that it was for her. As you can see, she loves it. Thank you so much. And thank you from Rani. Say thank you. No, not that way. This way. Here. This way. Say thanks, Supreme Master. Hey, for my lovely bed.
Hi Lisa, it's wonderful to hear from you and Rani. Supreme Master Qinghai has a special reply for you. Loving Lisa and Rani, so happy to hear that you are enjoying your new bed, Rani. Perhaps the day will soon come when all animals and humans live together in mutual adoration and respect, like the two of you. May God's love and blessings be with you and your family always. Many warm hugs from me, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven shine on you with happiness, friendship, and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The US-based Bank of America repays in full $45 billion loaned by the US government to stabilize the financial system, along with $190 million in dividends, thanking American taxpayers for the assistance during a time of need.
A Saudi Arabian relief plane arrives in O Lak or Vietnam with 100 tons of humanitarian aid to assist victims of recent storms.
Britain's annual Royal Variety Performance, a charity gala sponsored by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh, benefits the Entertainment Artists Benevolent Fund in support of elderly and disadvantaged performers and their families.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, is launching the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, or WISE, to orbit the North and South Poles to scan the skies for stars, asteroids, and galaxies that would otherwise remain unseen.
The Philippine government and representatives of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front meet in Malaysia to restart peace talks with the goal of reaching a unified accord.
Funded by the UN Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, and its partners distribute emergency supplies to nearly 10,000 Hurricane Ida victims in Nicaragua.
In a historic settlement, Native Americans have been awarded $3.4 billion by the US government as royalty compensation for activities such as mineral mining, as well as funds to repurchase and consolidate tribal lands.
UK-based humanitarian organization Shelterbox and the government of Luxembourg send aid in the form of tents plus other essential supplies to flood-affected residents of Burkina Faso.
A study performed at Texas Women's University in the USA found that diets incorporating about 2 ounces of pistachios, which contain gamma-tocopherol, decreases the risk of cancer, lowers cholesterol, and provides beneficial antioxidants.
Following the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, recognition of the 1,000-year-old tradition, Azerbaijani Mukum music is enjoying a revival, including the opening of an international center.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememonstertv.com/NWN.